Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Kentucky governor's counseling ban is unconstitutional. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear signed an executive order recently banning counseling for minors who want to overcome unwanted same-sex attractions, behaviors, and gender confusion. The governor's action sidesteps the Kentucky legislature after it has repeatedly protected children by denying attempts to enact an actual law that bans such counseling.
I mean, why would a governor not want the children, the minors in his state, to get help if they're struggling with gender confusion? Why would he not want them to get help unless maybe there's an agenda he's got?
Gender ideology and the LGBTQ agenda. They're in the pocket of that.
To not even give them the option to go to a counselor, just like you and I would go to a counselor for other issues, they need to go to a counselor to talk through these issues.
Think about that as a just general proposition.
Yeah.
As a client, you want the government telling you that you can't select a counselor of your choice?
And what you can talk about?
That while you're in the counseling room,
right,
that the governor and the state of Kentucky or any other state has the right to tell the counselor what you can say and the client what you can hear.
It's like the governor is going to go into each counseling room and say, whoa, stop, no, you can't talk about that subject, can't do that.
So say you have this counselor and client, and they're in a room, and the counselor has a client that says, you know what, I'm confused about my gender.
I'm struggling
with my gender. I'm born male, but some people are saying that, you know, maybe I ought to be female. If that counselor tells that client, well, you know what, let's just affirm you, let's change your pronouns.
We have drugs for you.
We'll give you puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and then we'll go through some surgery later and all will be well. The counselor is okay to do that under this kind of one-way procedure. But the counselor, on the other hand, if that same client comes in and says, I'm struggling, I've got these unwanted feelings regarding who I am, I know I'm born male, but I'm having these other feelings, can you help me overcome that? And walk through that process with me. And so if the counselor then now counsels that person not to go through puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones and go through radical permanent mutilating surgery, but to go through just counseling, talk therapy, and then that person through that process becomes comfortable with their birth sex, then what has happened in there is a violation of this governor's executive order.
Unbelievable.
So you can affirm somebody to be something that they're not, but you can't help someone to be somebody who they really are.
And you know, the thing is too, again, they frame it a certain way. They call it conversion therapy. You know, like you're coming in and you're putting electrodes or beating them on the head or whatever. That's not a correct term. That's a political term that's not used by counselors. They simply call it talk therapy, as if you or I would go to a counselor for any other issue. It's talk therapy.
Yeah, conversion therapy is a political term, as you mentioned. It is not something that counselors use.
But it sounds so dramatic, like you're doing these terrible things.
You're going to come in and you're going to convert
them. Oh, no, you know.
They give you the idea, because I remember the first argument that I had, this argument of a lawsuit back in 2012. California was the very first state in the nation that passed one of these laws. I remember in the court, and the judge was like, well, so what do you do? Because the other side was trying to conjure up the fact that, well, maybe they're snapping rubber bands on them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're putting electrodes to their head. Maybe they're waterboarding these people. I don't know. They're coming up with some kind of drastic kind of thing. Maybe they're doing lobotomies on them.
Right.
You know, it's like, so when I get up and I argue, and the judge was like, so what do they do? Well, they talk. She's like looking at me like glassy-eyed, like a deer in the headlights. Well, they just talk. The counselor listens to the client. It's just like counseling. It's
and
like
helps guide the client to the goal that the client has.
Yeah, counselors, I've said, are like a GPS.
Mm-hmm.
You get in your car, for example, you open up your GPS, you have a certain direction or destination you want to go, you punch that in, and the GPS navigates the traffic. Sometimes there's congestion here, so it takes you over there. There's higher traffic here, so it moves you around. It gets you to your ultimate destination.
But the GPS is not shocking you or beating you to get there. It's just no, doing what you ask.
It doesn't all of a sudden have an electric shock right. on your steering wheel that right. you just took the wrong direction. What right. it says is, oh, turn around. You got to go the other
yes.
way if you want to reach that destination. So clients and counselors are like that. Clients ask a counselor. They provide information to a counselor about what's stressing them. They also have a right of what's called self-determination to set the objective, just like you get in a car. You have a right to say, I want to go to the grocery store. I want to go to the church. How do I get there? The GPS helps you navigate the traffic. The counselor helps you navigate the traffic of life, the congestion, the clutter of life.
When you think about minors nowadays, they have so many things coming at them, whether they're getting this agenda in school, social media, you know, other kids. And it's like, well, this is conflicting with my beliefs. I don't understand. Plus, they're going through puberty. I mean, all that into one package. They need some help.
They need help. And they get all this pressure and they get this information and so forth that says, oh, you know what? All of your stresses can be resolved because you're just in the wrong body. Wrong. That's not the way to resolve this issue. As the studies show, 85%+ of people who have what's called gender confusion or gender dysphoria, their new term that they've done the last several years, they resolve naturally without any intervention. So somebody has a little discomfort about whether they are fitting in as a male or as a female, you know what? Without any intervention, they naturally resolve 85%. There's only a small portion that still struggle. And those people need help. Those people need counseling. They need support. Even the other 85%, they need support. What they don't need is a false narrative. What they don't need is to come to someone who has a predetermined direction to say, I'm going to make you go down this direction. I mean, the GPS doesn't have a predetermined direction as to how you're going to get there.
Right.
The GPS listens to the input that you give, and it helps you navigate to the traffic. The GPS doesn't simply say every time you punch in a destination, it's either not going to take you to a certain destination. It's not going to take you to your church. It's going to take you to something else. The GPS doesn't do that. But that's exactly what these counseling bands do. They prevent counselors and clients from setting and reaching the objective that they determine best for that client and that the client determines best for their future. It prevents them from reaching that objective. And in fact, what it does is it sends them to the same thing. It sends them to, you know what? All your problems can be solved. It's a cookie cutter, one size fits all, puberty blockers, hormones, surgery, and all will be well. You know what happens, however, is those kids who accept that wrong advice, they end up having some feeling of relief at first because they feel like, oh, good, somebody can actually help me. They actually have struggles. But then what happens is they realize down the road their problems didn't resolve, their problems got worse, and they've been compounded by virtue of these drugs and surgery.
Well, you know, you think maybe the governor of Kentucky would do a little homework and see what happened in Florida when they tried to come up with these bans in the city of Boca Raton and the city of Tampa. And, of course, we took them to court, and the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals said that those bans are unconstitutional. You cannot prevent minors from getting voluntary talk therapy, period.
That's right. We won the very first cases in the country, Otto versus City of Boca Raton and Palm Beach County, Florida, and Vaso versus City of Tampa, striking them both down, and resulted in hundreds of thousands of dollars in payments that these different government entities are required to pay for their unconstitutional acts. So, Governor Beshear,
you need to do some homework.
Absolutely. And, you know, but this governor doesn't fall very far from the tree of his dad. His dad is the one who actually was involved in the Kim Davis case.
Right.
And that case is still going on. Very pro-LGBTQ, very intolerant of anybody having other alternative views. So we will be filing different cases in different parts of the country challenging other counseling bans. We have been able to strike down 23 of these, but There's about 87 or so, and this one now may be 88, that are in effect, whether they're laws or executive orders like this or local ordinances from cities or counties. So we are coming after them. We will strike them down. We won't rest until all of these laws are struck down around the country and we return freedom for counselors and their clients. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.